Hi there. I'm Mark Swallow, and I'm glad you are joining me for today's God Is podcast. Let's get started learning who God is. Thank you for joining me today from wherever you are and by however you listen as we meet together coast to coast here in the United States and all the way around the world. Glad to have you in. If you were not here yesterday when we discussed Revelation 1 verse 14, and Jesus' head and his hair were white like white wool, like snow, then let me encourage you to visit our website, godisministry.org, and listen to that podcast. godisministry.org, and keep up to date on the teaching in God's holy word. And if you were here yesterday, same as you always are, great. You are already all caught up and will find the flow easygoing as we move forward in verse 14. Our eyes are cast on Christ. He is the Son of Man who is in the middle of the seven golden lampstands in the Apostle John's vision of heaven. And this is what verse 14 of Revelation 1 says about Jesus. His head and his hair were white like white wool, like snow, and his eyes were like a flame of fire. And so today we ask, what does it mean that his eyes were like a flame of fire? It is a compelling reality. And what's the meaning behind those eyes? Let me be direct. Jesus knows with intricate exactness what is going on in his church and in the world. He knows intimately every detail of your life and mine, and he will assess our lives accordingly. One day, every Christian will come, one by one, not as a group, before the judgment seat of Christ, where we will give an accounting of our lives before our Master Jesus. And one day, later on the timeline of end times events, every person who is not a Christian will come, one by one, not as a group, before the great white throne, where they will give an accounting of their lives before Jesus Christ. Christians at the judgment seat all go to heaven. People who are not Christians at the great white throne all go to hell. But for both, there stands Jesus Christ with eyes like a flame of fire. This is what Jesus looks like. This is what God in Christ looks like. And I urge all of us, myself included, to understand this and what follows this week. Jesus is our judge. Those eyes of fire reveal that he burns right through all of our outward appearances and sees directly into our hearts, where the true motives of our lives lie. When Christ burns away into my heart, what does he see? What does he see in yours? Oh, he knows us better than anyone. He knows us intimately better than we will ever know ourselves. And this is why we are in urgent need of his mercy and compassion, and of salvation by grace alone for our sins, which are many. And what I want to do now is to do some cross-referencing in the Bible and show you where else we find this same truth about Jesus. And then I want to come back and address you on the matter of how God's eyes judge all people for all time. And let's just stay within the book of the Revelation for now. Listen to Revelation chapter 2 and verse 18. This is Revelation 2, and I'm going down the page to verse 18. And to the angel of the church in Thyatira write, "The Son of God, who has eyes like a flame of fire, and his feet are like burnished bronze, says." I'll leave off there at Revelation 2, verse 18. The Son of God, who is Jesus, has what? Eyes like a flame of fire. Revelation 2 says what Revelation 1 says, consistency. And then, still within the Revelation, we come to this description of Jesus, who will reign for 1,000 years on the earth, in chapter 19 and verse 12. His eyes are like a flame of fire, and on his head are many diadems. And he has a name written on him which no one knows except himself. Well, isn't that powerful and fascinating? We do not have time to dwell on this, but check out the later portions of Revelation when you have an opportunity to do so. It will engage you with who God is in ways that you underestimate if you have never read this book. His eyes, a flame of fire. Revelation 1 says what Revelation 2 says, what Revelation 19 says. There is consistency in Scripture. And then let's do this. Go backwards from the Revelation in order to come to Hebrews 4. This is Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 13. And there is no creature hidden from his sight, but all things are open and laid bare to the eyes of him with whom we have to do. This verse describes chillingly God's eyesight. He has perfect vision. Did you hear that? All things are open and laid bare before God Almighty. This is convicting. There are no secrets with God. He knows all. He is all-knowing. You can fool others, but you can never fool God. And then come with me a little further back in the New Testament. Actually, right to the start, the first gospel, Matthew's gospel, and chapter 10, verse 26. This is part of Matthew chapter 10 and verse 26. There is nothing concealed that will not be revealed, or hidden that will not be known. Jesus said this, and Jesus is 100% trustworthy. The eyes of God are always watching, and Jesus' own eyes are a flame of fire. The Bible repeatedly affirms this great truth, as we have seen together just in these texts. And I do not know what your reaction is to this. This may seem like it doesn't affect you much. You're a busy person after all. Your life is full of constant demands. Maybe you're consumed with the reality that your life is out of control, or your energy is totally depleted. You're broken. You feel like a shattered piece of glass, a thousand little pieces. And I am on here talking about the eyes of Jesus being a flame of fire. Well, how is this relevant? How can you relate? First, it's very fair of you to wonder exactly this. And second, let me see if I can just give you one way to think about how the eyes of Christ, as they penetrate your life, actually matters to you here and now. All right? Since Jesus sees us and sees through us with eyes on fire, then why try to hide anything from him? If we play the masquerade, we lose. So why do we try to host such a party in our lives? You do know what the masquerade is, don't you? It's a party where persons wearing masks and often costumes come together disguised to sing and dance. This involves a guessing game. Who is behind the mask? But Jesus already knows who you are. So one way to make sense of Revelation 1 verse 14b is for you to say, I'm going to stop wearing a mask, covering up the person I really am, Lord, and I'm going to come before you laid bare and talk with you about the truth of my sin against others, against myself, and against you. This means prayer. When is the last time you prayed without trying to hide anything from the Lord? When is the last time you prayed? Let's start with that. Have you thrown up sheepish thoughts to God on occasion? Or have you given time and space to your prayers and plopped yourself down before the Lord and said, along with the psalmist, search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my anxious thoughts, and see if there be any hurtful way in me, and lead me in the everlasting way. Tell him about your sin. Admit to him what he already knows, what he sees, but go on and say it to him. This is what we call confession of sin, and nowhere in the New Testament does it say you go to a priest in a confessional to do this. No, you do it directly with God, wherever there is territory for meaningful prayer. If you do this, I think you find immediate application to today's Bible passage. Jesus' eyes were like a flame of fire. This also applies to the world beyond the church. The flaming eyes of the Lord are also searching every person who's ever lived, is living, and will live. And so if you're not a Christian today, this is for you. Listen to the prophet Habakkuk. Habakkuk wrestles deeply before God with why the Lord will bring judgment rather than revival to the ancient Israelite people and prophetically to all his people. Listen to this theme of God's eyes again in his writing. This is Habakkuk chapter 1 and verse 13. Your eyes are too pure to approve evil, and you cannot look on wickedness with favor. Habakkuk tells the truth about God. He cannot ever approve evil, and so the prophet asks, how can your eyes look on it? And in this context, which you will see if you read the book, why don't you, God, do something to get rid of this wretched evil? Notice the eyes. Your eyes are too pure. This mirrors John. Jesus' eyes are a flame of fire. The eyes of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Think soberly about his eyes, my friends. Jesus' eyes look at us and looked at the Apostle John in his vision like a flame of fire. And what about the exalted and glorified feet of Christ? What do his feet look like? We will answer that from Revelation 1 tomorrow. I hope that you will be back for that. Remember to download yesterday's podcast if you missed our time together. And then, back in your daily routine, please be here with us next time, for God is. Thank you for listening to this God Is podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others and be sure and join me for the next one.